Are you sure you don't want me to ask Bernadette? Okay.
This is Judith Olch Richards interviewing Hester Diamond in her home in Manhattan on October 4th, 2017, for the Smithsonian Archives of American Art and the Frick Collection. Good afternoon. I'd like to start this interview by asking you about your family background, your mother and father, their names, siblings, simple.
Okay.
Approximately when they were born, where they lived, and then where and when you were born.
My mother was born in 1904. She was born in Lithuania and came to this country when she was 2 years old, brought by her parents in the great wave of immigration for European Jews that took place in the early part of the 20th century. My father was born in Bayonne, New Jersey. His father was part of a very different group of immigrants. His father was Hungarian and had come to this country in 1861, and he came to seek his fortune.
What were their names?
My father was named David Klein. My mother was named Edith Wilbur.
Klein with a K?
Yes.
K-L-I-N-E?
K-L-E-I-N. As if it were German. Many Hungarians, including my father's family, spoke German.
And where did they live after they were married?
In Bayonne, New Jersey. My grandfather had already settled there. When he came to this country, he worked as a peddler, as many immigrants did. And then he quickly saw that Bayonne was a city. It's not a city, it was a town at that time, where there were many, many Hungarian working class immigrants and not many Hungarians with any education, which he did have. So he was able to set up, first of all, as an agent who could arrange the transfer of money from people working in this country to their relatives in Hungary, and also help send them money that they could use, that they could use to buy a steamship ticket and come here. So first he became a kind of small scale banker and ultimately became a real banker with bricks and mortar headquarters and with a New Jersey state banking license. The next thing he did was go into the travel business, because that was also connected to people trying to bring their relatives here from Hungary, and he was able to sell them steamship tickets. And he also covered all kinds of insurance, the life insurance and any other kind that they wanted. So he opened an insurance brokerage. He obviously was a very enterprising young man. And he married a second cousin, which I think was not unusual for among immigrants. It's partly about keeping the money in the family. And he actually had eight children. The oldest and youngest were daughters, so of course they didn't get a proper education, but his six sons all went to Yale, which was very unusual for Jewish immigrants at that time.
Extraordinary.
Yes. When my father was at Yale, the only other Jew there was Robert Moses, of all people.
Well, he must have been a tremendously gifted
I think he was smart. But still, he has to have been a bit a fish out of water.
Oh, yes. You know so much. Did they talk to you about?
No. Most of what I know, I've gathered by surmised from different little clues that I got. And actually, at a time when I knew nothing about my grandfather, a friend of mine put me in touch with a woman